Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Well, we do the good, the bad, and the dumb every day, Monday through Friday, but today's the better one because it happens today. So the good of the day, Ron Culver.
I must have watched this trailer at least a half a dozen times, if not more, yesterday.
I haven't seen it yet, but I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. Get on it. The Apple TV dropped or released. I don't know what terminology the kids are using nowadays. But they released the Ted Lasso Season 2 trailer.
That's fantastic.
Oh, God. It is every bit of exactly what I need right now.
When does it start?
That's the bad part of this all. It's July 23rd.
Oh, God. Really? Why can't they just release it now?
Yeah. But maybe they'll do an early release. I don't know. And I don't remember if they release it all at once or if they do week by week. I'm almost in a way hoping it's week by week.
Yeah,
I'm kind of liking that, you know, because we kind of got spoiled when Netflix would just like, here's our show, watch it. And then everyone binged it in one weekend.
You know, I've gone back and forth with this because I watched WandaVision when it was coming out week by week. And I looked forward to every episode on Disney Plus every Friday. I looked forward to it. Then I remember there was one series that launched on Netflix that it just came out all at once, like 10 episodes, about 45 minutes long, and it all dumped out, and I lost the whole weekend to it. And I don't get me wrong. I just, there's something about binging that bothers me because I want to stay binging, but my brain is like, get out and go outside, you lazy. Like, stop doing this.
It's a beautiful day. What are you doing inside?
It's gorgeous, and you've been sitting here for 6 hours watching this show. I kind of like... It may take 7 days, but I kind of like getting it a little piece at a time.
Yeah.
I didn't think I would when binging first became an option. I'm like, this is the way everything should be consumed.
Oh, yes. That was like when season one Stranger Things came out and everyone was talking about it. I was like, well, let's just sit down on the couch and watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, you know, last year, Tiger King. I think I killed Tiger King in a weekend.
I do, too. So, yeah. But if it's all dumped at once, I'm going to lose a whole weekend to Ted Lasso.
And then true to form, when I finally got my wife to watch Ted Lasso, her and I did watch all 10 episodes in 2 days.
Yeah.
Because they're just so watchable. This one looks, it looks exactly the same. You know, there's going to be hilarity and hijinks and then emotional. You know, I think the character development is going to be, it looks richer again. So I'm hoping there isn't a drop up. I'm hoping there's no sophomore slump.
Yeah.
That's
always the hope.
It doesn't matter. I'm excited. I'm going to watch it anyways.
Yeah. You hope it's a Godfather 2.
Yes.
But not a Godfather 3.
Right.
All right. What's the bad of the day?
Every once in a while, we turn to a voice of reason on this show, Tony.
Yes.
And I'm not going to play the whole clip of O.J. Simpson on the Derek Chauvin trial.
Oh, yeah.
But we do have to play a little bit of it. I mean, he starts off talking about Chauvin and hoping, you know, I mean, he is hoping that, you know, this video was released pre-verdict. And then he also goes in about, you know, how Maxine Waters needs to be careful what she says. And then he ends on this note, okay?
So you would think these politicians could communicate a lot better than evidently they've been doing. In any event, we got the NFL draft coming. I hope this is behind us. I do hope that there's some kind of verdict, a conviction. I think the man deserves it. To what degree, you got to let the jury speak. It's the American way. I'm just saying, take care, wear your mask.
There's a level, he had a level of, you could tell a level of uncomfortableness when he was like, it's like he knew, he was like, and the jury should decide.
Well, I isolated it. Here it is just by itself.
You got to let the jury speak. It's the American way.
That's my favorite line I think he's ever said.
Exactly.
Yes, I put it in the bad because it's coming from OJ. Obviously, if you go on Twitter, you will find the normal replies.
Of course. You know, that's what he does it for.
Yeah. And it's just so funny. I mean, of all people to say, you just need to let the jury, you know, the jury's never wrong, guys.
Right.
That's what he's. That's what he's trying to say.
Batting 1,000 since the start of this country, American juries. That's OJ's view.
Never had an issue since 95.
No, exactly.
At least. Maybe 94. I don't remember.
You get 12 people in a jury box, they get it right every single time.
Just remember that, kids.
Yeah, just remember that. They land it 100%. OJ's. OJ's Twitter. He's, oh, God, he's, I hate to like his stuff because he's a murderer.
Right.
But I like his stuff.
Or not, because the jury said no, he wasn't. Right. And they're, right.
The
they're 100%
no.
right.
They're 100% right.
It's the American
Remember.
Way, Tony.
Exactly. That's right, OJ. I like the fact that, you know, he could. Here's a guy that, let's be honest here. If you murdered two people
yes.
and a jury acquitted you of those two murders, and then you went to jail on something completely different, and then you were on parole, don't you? Wouldn't you just want to disappear? Like, I'm gonna
yeah.
go away. No one's gonna hear from me again. I'm gonna take my NFL pension and I'm gonna buy a house and disappear and play some golf and have somebody else get my groceries. I don't want to see. He has no problem with the public. Like, he has no. He'll go out. He before his situation where he was going after his memorabilia. He would go out, he'd go to clubs, he'd be on radio shows. He was building the OJ brand again. And then he went to prison for the holdup to get his merchandise. He comes out, he's trying to build his OJ brand again. I'm telling you, man, that documentary that OJ made in America.
Yeah.
The best episode is the post-verdict episode. All the stuff he did leading up to his arrest and conviction for the armed robbery.
Yeah.
The phone calls that he made to one reporter where he said, well, if I did it, it meant I loved her, right? Like things like that. Like the You've Been Juiced prank show where he was selling oranges on the side of the road. His rap video. I mean, it's just was insane. And this Twitter stuff, it's like he's begging people, like, yeah, come at me with the murder stuff. It's fine.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Well,
that's what I'm here for.
It's like, I mean, like what one person wrote, I remember the last time we were on Verdict Watch, and it's just a picture of him.
Yeah, right.
Sitting next to Rob Kardashian.
Yeah, he's 100% right.
Because I think that was the last time we were all.
I think so.
I don't remember another verdict. I mean.
That was as big as what we saw yesterday. Yeah. I mean, there were a couple, but not close. Like, I do remember the George, was it George Zimmerman? I forgot his name already. The guy that, Tavon Martin?
Yes, yeah. That was a big deal, but I don't think
not this big. Not that big. I saw the notification that the verdict was coming, and I ran to the computer to wait to see what it was. Like it reminded me of being in the newsroom in Manchester at that radio station I worked at, where we all froze. I was actually at the board at the time, and everybody in the office stopped what they were doing and like just watch television or listen to the radio. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is, you know, we love our game shows, and every once in a while we have a little video clip from a game show that we like to play.
Yes.
And that's not really so much dumb. It's just it's funny afterwards.
Yeah.
I didn't know where else to put it because it is. I'll let Pat Sajak explain what happened, okay?
Yikes. Well, I'd rather be standing here than there, frankly.
Did you hear what you said?
I did, right after I said it. I wonder how many people at home caught it, but in setting up the thing, you know, there weren't many letters up there, and I said, I'd rather be here than there, quite frankly, which was the puzzle. But it goes to show you that people are concentrating and not paying any attention to me. And he didn't get it, but no reason he should, just based on that. But
right.
it's funny what your mind will,
yes.
What your mouth will say that your brain says you shouldn't do that.
So the gist of what happened was that the puzzle was quite frankly, Pat Sajak says that to him.
And he's 100% right. The guy is focusing on the puzzle.
Yeah.
He's not really listening to Sajak say.
And the guy still didn't get it. And you know what? I mean, even after when he said it, I still looked at it. And I didn't get it until he said afterwards. Yeah, it was quite frankly. I said quite frankly.
I'll be honest with you. If I was on that game show in the bonus round and I was looking at that puzzle, you could have my wife standing next to me screaming in my ear and I probably wouldn't hear a thing she was saying.
Yeah.
I would be like, I'm tuning out every single thing to concentrate on those letters to see what those letters
are. You know, and you see that. I mean, I have to imagine, I guess, I mean, because you always see them look off camera, like up. And I think there's probably a big letter board to show what letters are still left.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that, to me, I guess they're kind of looking up there, like trying to throw letters down in there and trying to do that whole thing. And, you know, well, you have, what, maybe 20 seconds, I think?
Yeah, that's it. You got to be, I mean, my heart would be going through the roof. I'd probably panic.
Yeah, oh, yeah, because by the time you get, what, halfway through, and you know you're halfway through, you're like, I'm not going to get this.
Yeah.
And then you already start doubting yourself. It's like your brain just says, don't even bother trying. Just
and I
wait
like the
time
way he says,
out
sound, you know, he always tells them, sound it out. And you're like, sound what out? I can't figure this out.
It's a 16-word problem. I got two up there. What do you want me to sound out?
What do you want me to do? God, I'm so old. I remember the bonus round didn't give you the RTS.
Yes,
they didn't. Like those were just. They got to a point where everybody was picking those letters. They finally just went, "Screw it. We're just going to give you those.
Just give you those letters.
Like we're not even. You know, please. Pick
I remember
Z every now and then. Or
I remember getting to a point where you got mad at someone for why are you not picking RSTLNE? Yeah.
Why are you picking W?
Yes.
Why are you not?
You think you have a hunch? No,
exactly.
You don't.
Exactly. Amazing.
So, yeah, I mean, it's not really dumb, but I, you know, it's.
Yeah, but yeah.
I didn't really know where it fit into, you know, today's good, the bad, the dumb.
Guy's been doing that show for forever and a day. Probably the first time that's ever happened to him.
You think so?
I can't imagine they use common phrases.
That's true.
Like that you would say accidentally in that setting.
That you're probably right.
It's not like he's like, wow, look at that. You know, Chattanooga, Tennessee. I don't understand this at all. And then they go, oh, yeah, look at that. Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Who would have thought?
Thanks, Pat.
Now, I wonder what would have happened had the guy did get it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, would they still honor it or be like, well, Pat fed you the answer?
Right.
Would we be up in arms? Would we have a Price is Right conspiracy, a quiz show conspiracy?
The next puzzle, the next bonus round puzzle should be sound it out. Right? They should do that. They should do sound it out. And then Pat, because that's what he always says. And then he goes, all right, the letters are on the board. And try to make some sort of audible noise when you look up at that, please. Like,
I wonder, because you know how we always talk about Alex Trebek and like, you know, he just seemed to know every single answer.
Right.
I wonder, because you can't help but play if you're past Sajak. I wonder how many times he's sitting there like, God, I can't believe you can't get this.
I know. It's right in front of you. Come on, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Got an envelope here.
I know it. You should know it. You're going to kill yourself when you don't know this.
Exactly. All right. That's a good, the bad, the dumb. Again, Glenn Davis is going to join us. We'll talk about the fallout from the European soccer mess. It's still a huge story. It kind of fell apart so quickly. That's coming up as we continue with Wake Up Call.